This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. 83 students at Ohio State University have been disciplined after they were caught using an app to cheat on assignments in a marketing course. Kaylin Hines reported the story for The Lantern, and she joins me now. Hey, Kaylin.
How are you?
Good. Quickly summarize for us what took place. How did the students cheat? How were they caught? What consequences are they facing?
There were students in a GroupMe, this GroupMe chat group thing that people can use for so many different things. So, like, I use it with my roommates as far as, like, talking in it about, like, rent being due and stuff like that. But what students were using it for in this instance was talking about, to my understanding, test answers in the GroupMe. So somehow rumors started around and teachers heard of it, and the teacher reported it to the Committee on Academic Misconduct, and they launched an investigation, and 83 students were found violating the Code of Misconduct, and they have a few options on what they can do. They can either go ahead and, like, admit to the charges and have disciplinary action, or they can have, like, the right to a trial. Some people are risking graduation by cheating in this GroupMe.
For better or worse, this seems pretty normal to me. People ask their friends for help with homework. So why was it such a big deal? Why did it violate the student code of conduct?
That was a big question I had, was how Ohio State handles stuff like this now and cheating with technology, because there seems to have been, in, like, the past few years, that Ohio State has strongly relied on having technological aspects of courses. So my question was, is how is this different than, say, discussion groups that are allowed on something like Canvas, which is, like, you can kind of talk with your teachers and your students there and other students. And they basically said what it was that students just need to understand, like, what you say online and in these group messages, whether it be on GroupMe or, like, in a dorm, is that you have to keep in mind that you have to obey, like, code of student conduct and also the course's rules. So when talking to spokespeople from Ohio State, they're basically saying it's not GroupMe that necessarily is the problem. It's just the way that is used. So when you have that big of a volume of students talking in it, that's when the issue arises.
Do you have an idea of whether this was one-on-one chats or whether this was a large chat room that many students were in?
This had a large amount of students in it. So it wasn't just one-on-one. It could have probably been maybe, like, at least 83 students.
How prevalent is this sort of widespread cheating using apps or social media or just technology in general?
I think cheating obviously has always been a thing. And when I talked to Professor Dr. David Terry Paul, and he's been teaching marketing for 30 years, and he told me that, like, cheating is nothing new, but he does see it more often now in the online parts of the classes. When talking to teachers who have been here for a really long time, they do see technology being an issue. But for Dr. Paul, he said he'll have almost all his graded, the things that are for, like, most of the grade in class, to kind of, like, counter that and keep it fair. So I think it more so, it might be more prevalent, but they always just have been, they're just saying the rule of thumb is just don't share anything that you wouldn't share in a classroom.
Kaylin Hines, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much.